This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It's been downgraded now to a tropical depression, but Tropical Storm Emily made landfall on Florida's west coast near Anna Maria Island just before 11 this morning. Meteorologist Cindy O'Quinn of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network says heavy rain and flooding are still a concern into the nighttime hours.
We are expecting between 1.5 to 3 inches tonight across South Florida and 2 to 4 inches in the east central part of the state with isolated heavier amounts.
Conditions are forecast to improve across the entire state by tomorrow morning. In Indian River County, there will be a severe weather shelter open at the source. That's on Commerce Avenue in Vero Beach. Registration begins at 6 o'clock, with the shelter itself opening at 7. Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency today for 31 counties, including Okeechobee, Brevard, Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and Palm Beach counties.
This state of emergency will give us the flexibility to work with local governments, ensure every community has what they need to prepare and respond to the storm.
Despite the expected high volume of rainfall, the governor says one thing at this point we don't have to worry about is Lake Okeechobee.
The Army Corps of Engineers has reported that Lake Okeechobee is currently a foot below normal. That means they are not expecting any discharges due to Tropical Storm Emily.
The governor also pointed out that this is a very good lesson, that it's a good idea to be prepared as we head into the heaviest part of hurricane season.
Floridians across the state woke up this morning to learn of a tropical system bearing down on our Gulf Coast. As of last night, Florida was not at any risk. All that changed suddenly this morning.
Even as a tropical storm, Emily caused some problems for those directly impacted on the West Coast, according to Governor Scott.
Right now, we have minimal power outages in Florida, but it's important to remember that every family needs their power back. You know, as we've learned in our hurricanes and tropical storms, the most important thing is afterwards is get the power back on so people can get back into their homes and also get back to work. Florida Power & Light is working aggressively to restore power to their impacted customers. Right now, we have about 18,000 homes and businesses are without power due to the impacts from Tropical Storm Emily. Utility providers are working nonstop to get people back online. I've reached out to them to just make sure if there's any needs they have, to make sure they'll call us, and I'll do everything I can to reach out to others to make sure that we can help them.
We are still expecting to get some rain during the overnight hours and into tomorrow, but by tomorrow the chance of rain drops to about 60%. We'll be keeping an eye on Emily, or what was once Emily, and keeping you up to date as well. We'd like to remind you that we are a part of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. That allows us access to meteorologists and the latest information on the storms. Also, the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network provides the Florida Storms app. If you haven't downloaded it, you want to do so. It's a free app, and it will give you information on the storms as they move. It also is a good way to keep up with whatever our local weather is from day to day. So it's good in an emergency and good on a day-to-day basis as well, and gives information on the daily radar and lightning strikes if a storm's around. Again, that's the Florida Storms app from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Now is also a good time to take a look at your hurricane supplies. If there's something you've been meaning to get, that's a good time to do it now. Also, all of our counties have an alert system. You need to go and sign up for it for emergency situations. Now would be a good time to do that if you haven't already. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.